Jojo Moyes is a Londoner. After a diverse career, including stints as a minicab controller and a typer of Braille statements for the blind, Jojo attended a postgraduate course in newspaper journalism. She then worked as a journalist for 10 years in England and a year at the South China Morning Post in Hong Kong. Jojo has been a full-time novelist since 2002, when her first book, Sheltering Rain, was published. Since then, she's written 11 other novels, one of which, Me Before You, was nominated for Book of the Year at the UK Galaxy Book Awards. Jojo lives and writes on a farm in Essex, England, with her journalist husband and their three children. Today, we'll speak with Jojo about her new title, After You. Welcome, Jojo. It's great to have you back with us on The Book Report.
Thank you for having me.
You never know what will happen when you fall from a great height. While there are many ways to interpret that statement, tell us how it relates to your main character, Louisa Clark.
Well, when we meet Louisa, it's 18 months after a kind of catastrophic, life-changing event that readers of Me Before You will be familiar with, and I kind of don't want to say too much just in case some of your listeners haven't. And it's really about how you rebuild a life that has gone kind of slightly off the rails and hopefully addresses the issue of grief, but not too depressingly. You know, I do believe that it's as important to put laughs in your book as well as tragedy. So that's what I've tried to do.
You know, I really want to congratulate you. This sounds odd to say, but you have such a light touch with a very, very serious topic.
Oh, thank you. It's a really fine balance, and I'm never quite sure if I get it right. So when someone like you says that, it really means a lot. I just feel that, you know, in my own life, some of the darkest moments have involved kind of bursts of possibly inappropriate laughter, you know, and it's like that thing where the people with the best jokes are always the people who work in the emergency services, you know, the people who really have to rub up against the grubby business of life and death tend to be the best at kind of making laughs as well. So, yeah, it's a tricky balance, but I think it's one that readers enjoy.
I wanted to ask you, can a reader pick up After You without first having read Me Before You?
I would very much hope so, but if I'm honest, I think that you will get more from it if you have read the first one. It's like, you know, I'm a great fan, for example, of Game of Thrones, and I think you could read any one of those books, but I think you'll get more from it if you start from the beginning.
I love the book's concept of becoming a donut instead of a bun. Can you explain that to us?
Sure. I was trying to describe the process of moving on after losing someone you love. And, you know, I, like most people, have lost people that I've cared deeply about. And the thing that really struck me was how you don't lose that person. They never completely leave you, and you don't get over their loss. But what you do is you adapt around it. And I have one of the characters describe it as becoming a donut instead of a bun, you know, like a ring donut. You just adapt around the hole. And I guess I like to describe kind of concepts in ways that people will just be able to relate to their own lives. And the donut thing just sprung to mind. And I'm glad that stuck with you, because I was worried that people would think it was too frivolous, but I liked it.
The main character of the book is Louisa. And I think we have to talk about Will Traynor a bit. Will you tell us a little about him?
Okay, so Me Before You is about Will Traynor, who is a man who has everything. You know, he's one of these masters of the universe. He leads a huge life. He's rich. He's handsome. He has a beautiful girlfriend. His favorite thing is to kind of hurl himself at life. He does adventure holidays and jumps out of planes and scuba dives. And then all this comes to a halt in one split second when he gets hit by a motorbike in a random accident. And he's left quadriplegic. And Me Before You is the story of what happens when he decides, after 2 years of living as a quadriplegic, that he doesn't want to live life anymore if it can't be on his terms. And it's what happens when a small-town girl, Louisa Clark, enters his life and discovers what he plans to do, and she decides she's going to change his mind.
Introduce us to Lily.
Okay, so Lily is the character that really starts changing Lou's life again. And I don't want to give too much away about her, but she's a teenage girl. She's 17 years old. She crashes into Lou's life one night, and through a series of events, Lou has to kind of take charge of her. And she thinks it's going to work a certain way. And, of course, like real life, it rarely does. But the two people, Lou and Lily, have things to teach each other, and they end up looking out for each other. And she becomes a really central part of Lou's recovery. And Lou helps her a lot, too. You know, and I was really interested to write about teenage girls because I look at the pressures they face and the things, the landscape that they're having to navigate. And it's so different from what we had to do when we were teenagers.
We're speaking with JoJo Moyes on The Book Report. You know, I loved Ambulance Sam, and I loved that their relationship, Lou and Sam, was evolving so slowly. Tell us a little about him.
Well, I wanted Lou to have a love interest in this book, but at the same time, I realized that Will was really a hard act to follow because so many women have messaged me or emailed me to tell me how much they love him. And so I knew that Sam could not be anything like Will because otherwise he would just end up as kind of a pale imitation. And he went through several metamorphoses, but the thing that I felt about him being a paramedic was that he is one of the few people who can really understand something of what Lou's been through. And also, I just wanted him to be really sexy. You know, she had kind of a perfect pure love in the previous book, but I kind of felt that, you know, she's in her late 20s. She needs to kind of grow up and really kind of move on in all sorts of ways. And it was just nice to see Louisa discovering the physical side of herself as well.
You know, you wrote about becoming someone's center, and that idea really resonated with me. How did you get that kind of clarity of thought and convey it so beautifully?
Well, it's kind of you to say so. Sometimes these things I think out really clearly before I come. You know, like I often have a theme as well as a plot. So, you know, I ask myself the question, I have it pinned above my computer screen, what is this book really about? Almost as a flash, when I suddenly worked out that one of the things that she would be carrying, as well as the guilt, is kind of an anger that in some ways she hadn't been enough to him to save him, to save Will. And what she realizes quite late on with Sam is that she can be everything to someone, that she can be something so important that, you know, without giving too much away about the plot, that she can kind of bring him back. And I just thought it was a lovely image. You know, that's all we really want from anybody, isn't it? To be their center.
Absolutely. Yes. Me Before You is being turned into a film. How are you involved in the production?
Well, I wrote the script. I wrote the first draft and about a billion drafts in between, and then the final shooting script. And I was involved on set every day while we were shooting it. So I feel like I couldn't really have been any more involved than I was. And I think it was quite an unusual experience because I know a lot of Hollywood studios don't really want the original writer anywhere near, and often, you know, for good reason. But I think they felt that this book had a particular voice, and also because it just has such a passionate readership, I think they wanted to make sure that they were as close to the original as they could. You know, I mean, you always have to make some compromises because it's a different medium and the time constraints and all the rest of it. But I really hope that readers will feel that we got as close to it as we could.
When can we expect to see that movie?
I think it's out in the first half of next year. It's still in the edit suite at the moment, but it's all looking good. So fingers crossed, it won't be too long.
Will Louisa and Sam return in another novel?
I might think they will. I would love to write a third book. I don't think I would write more than three, but I certainly have seen it as a trilogy, and I have a rough idea of something that I would like to happen. But I really want to think it through and make sure that it's the best plot that I can come up with. And so it won't be the next book I write, but it might be the one after.
And are you already at work on your next novel?
I'm not actually. Writing the Me Before You script gave me a bit of an appetite for screenwriting. So I've actually adapted two of my own books for the screen, One Plus One, which is with New Line, part of Warner Brothers at the moment, and then I'm just working on another one. So that's pretty much me and touring for this book until the end of the year, and then I'll start writing a new book at the beginning of next year.
Well, Jojo, I'm looking forward to the movie and absolutely your next novel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right. Bye now.
Bye.